Welcome to the Unleash Your Inner Radiance podcast with your host, Lisa Dorn.
Welcome, beautiful souls, to another empowering episode of Unleash Your Inner Radiance, where we embark on a journey of self-discovery, growth, and transformation. I'm your host, Lisa, a passionate life, wellness, and transformation coach, here to guide you as we navigate the depths of our aspirations and unleash the radiant power within. I am excited to share with you this Monday Mindset episode. But before we dive in, let's take a moment to express gratitude to our sponsor, Podcasts Like a Mother, because let's face it, life's too short to be stuck behind a desk all day. Podcasting should be easy, fun, and accessible right from your cell phone. With Podcasts Like a Mother's podcast creation course, you will learn how to effortlessly capture your stories, leave a legacy, and inspire others, all while living your best life. Head to the show notes to learn more. And speaking of creating a legacy and empowering communities, I am thrilled to share an exciting affiliate with you. Discover how to start an online business with a proven blueprint. 100% profit, daily pay, and a path to recurring income. Whether you are tired of feeling stuck, longing to make extra income from home, or yearning to follow your dreams, this opportunity offers the freedom and flexibility to work from anywhere, right from your phone. Check the link in the show notes and let's build a legacy together. Lastly, I am thrilled to invite you to my new signature course. It is called Forgiveness, Breaking the Cycle of Unresolved Pain. It is aimed at guiding you towards transformation and freedom. As the founder of Change Your Life with Lisa Coaching and the host of Unleash Your Inner Radiance podcast, I have dedicated myself to helping others navigate personal growth, forgiveness, and having a better mindset. Forgiveness to me is the key to unlocking boundless possibilities and profound fulfillment. Shedding the weight of anger and resentment for future filled with peace and love. Throughout the course, we will dive into powerful techniques and strategies and love. And we will release the past and embrace the radiant future that you deserve. I'll be your partner, offering support and encouragement every step of the way, while my podcast will also serve as a source of inspiration and wisdom. So, are you ready to embark on this journey of healing and forgiveness? Let's dive in together. Now grab a cup of coffee, settle into your comfy chair, and let's dive into today's Monday Mindset episode. We are going to explore the transformative power of energy and the importance of nurturing your vulnerability and how aligning with your authentic self can lead to growth and fulfillment. So let's ignite the inner radiance and embark on this journey of self-discovery together. Here, because I do this every Monday Mindset, here is your affirmation for today. I acknowledge my struggles and embrace my vulnerabilities as part of my journey. Through them, I discover my strength and resilience. I am worthy of love and support, and I allow myself to receive it with an open heart. Each step I take toward healing is a testament to my courage and determination. I trust in the process of growth and transformation, knowing that every challenge I face brings me closer to the radiant light within me. Now, like I suggest with every other affirmation, you know, write it down, break it down, journal about it. If you guys have any questions, let me know. So today, I kind of want to talk a little bit about what I had to do this weekend. And, you know, over the last 5 years, almost 5 years, it's kind of been a roller coaster of changes, hasn't it? From the world shutting down to the constant back and forth of openings and closings and schools in and schools out. Parents are working from home. They're teaching their kids while they're at home. Businesses struggling. Families grieving the loss of loved ones and not being able to be with them. It's been a whirlwind of uncertainty and challenge. And amidst it all, our mental health has really taken a significant hit. Depression and anxiety, the levels for those two things are just soaring, and it's really no wonder. The isolation, the fear, the financial strain, it's enough to make anyone feel overwhelmed. And let's not forget the older generation. They were forced into seclusion, isolated from their families, their routines disrupted. It's really heartbreaking to see the decline in our loved ones who have endured this loneliness. But amidst the chaos, there is a beacon of hope, kindness. It's a reminder that to be kinder than necessary, because we never know the battles that someone else is fighting. That person you pass on the street or interact with online may be struggling more than you actually realize. A simple act of kindness or a listening ear can make all the difference in someone's life. And if you're feeling overwhelmed, know that you are not alone. Please feel free to reach out to me, or just reach out, whether it's to a friend or a family member, or even through social media or websites like mine. It's okay to ask for help. And there are people out there who are ready to support you. On a personal note, this weekend kind of brought a mix of emotions for me. A little bit of anxiety for me as I moved my dad closer to me. You know, like many others, he has suffered during, he really did suffer during this seclusion of being forced upon him. And I witnessed a decline in his cognitive abilities. It's really kind of disheartening to see when someone you love loses parts of themselves. But in all the sadness, there's also hope. Because I got to move him closer to me. He's no longer an hour away from me. He is now 8 minutes away from me. And with him closer, I now have the capability to ensure that he definitely receives the care that he deserves. And I can cherish every minute that I get to spend with him. And you know, he doesn't like to travel, and he didn't like to travel much over the last few years. So it'll be nice having him closer so I can have him over for dinner when I want to have him over for dinner. And he can come and sit on the deck with me and just enjoy the time, the limited time that I have with him, because he is 83 years old. So this weekend was really emotional, but in a good way. So right now, I want to use a little bit of this time to reflect on the importance of our mental health, your mental health. and the power of kindness and the resilience of the human spirit. You know, it's been a long road, but I think together we can navigate the challenging times and emerge stronger on the other side. Until next time, remember to be kind, be gentle, especially with yourself, and never hesitate to reach out for support. Take care, and I will see you on the next episode of Unleash Your Inner Radiance. Here are three takeaways from this episode. One, kindness matters. In a world filled with uncertainty and challenges, kindness remains a powerful force for good. Small acts of kindness have and can have a profound impact on others, especially during times of struggle. By extending kindness to those around us, we not only uplift others, but also contribute to our own well-being. Two, seek support. It's okay not to be okay. It's important to reach out for support when needed, whether it is from your friends, family, or professionals. Seeking support is a sign of strength, not a weakness. By sharing your struggles and seeking help, we can navigate through the difficult times with greater resilience and clarity. Three, embrace vulnerability. Vulnerability is not a sign of weakness, but rather a testament to our humanity. By embracing our vulnerabilities, we open ourselves up to growth, connection, and healing. Through vulnerability, we also discover our inner strengths and our resilience, allowing us to navigate life's challenges with courage and authenticity.
Child out to